This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Observed stations where election workers were working on scanned ballots that had issues that needed to be manually corrected. I believe some of these workers were changing votes that had been cast for Donald Trump other than Republican candidates. I observed ballots with cursive writing notes at the top right-hand corner. I observed a lot of them. Let's say a count, maybe about 100 of them or more. I also observed these ballots did not have ballot codes on them. The one, you know, you tear at the top, no ballot code numbers. At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, 50 boxes of ballots coming in. Election workers loudly cheer. Woo! Why? Did they know that they were for Biden? Was it a Biden dump? We don't know, huh? About 4:50 a.m., I witnessed a man spraying a chemical inside the ballot. It could have been air, but I also saw him put whiteout tape up inside of there, and he was walking around with this whiteout tape during the whole night. I have witnesses. If you need to call on them, their name is Cheryl Constantino, Linda Sawyer, Judy Jump, Debbie Swolf, and Marlene Venser, including myself, Articia Bomber. I can't get all into this because I probably got a few more seconds, but let me tell you, it was voter fraud at its finest, pure and calculated fraud, and I wouldn't be surprised if people up here was involved, but this young man right here, Senator McDaniel, Donald, I got to give you kudos. I see you're interested in this. And Senator Thies, I have to give you kudos because I see you're really paying attention. I wish Senator Lucido was here because I say he's paying attention. And now I think you will pay attention. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this fraud and that everybody that was part of it and know about it will be convicted and they soul and they spirit. They won't sleep. They won't eat until they come right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
High glory, Jesus, up in here. I feel like preaching right now after hearing that lady. Wow, what a passionate, what a passionate person. And she, we all know they were cheating. I mean, come on. Of course they were cheating. Only way you could beat us is to cheat us. But we say, why cheat you when we can beat you? So we don't cheat. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. No ballot code. She was specific. 403, 50 boxes of ballots coming in, and they're cheering. I heard poll workers were kicked out. They were cheering. Every time they kicked out a Republican poll worker, a poll watcher, cheer. Yay, 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 yay. Hard to believe there are people in this country so hell-bent on destroying it, they would want to replace Donald Trump with Joe Biden. If you ask them why, they don't really know. It's a popularity thing for them. Oh, I'll be in with the in crowd. How about we make it not so cool to be a Democrat? Wouldn't that be interesting? Where people go, not me. I ain't no Democrat. Don't be talking to me. I'm not one of them. It's cool to be a conservative. I love it. We are the best thing that ever happened to the world, not just this country, to the world. What other voter irregularities? Here's one for you. Pennsylvania, 2016. 266,000 mail-in ballots, about 1% of them were invalid. 2020. 2.6 million ballots, that's a time 10s multiplier, but only 0.038% were invalid. That's 27 times the acceptance rate of what it was in 2016. So just using the number, if 1% of them were invalid, 260,000 votes. I'm sorry, 26,000 votes would have been not accepted. These numbers are staggering. Here's another one. There were 15,515 inactive voters in Georgia who were so inspired by Joe Biden that they all voted for him in 2020. Inactive voters. People that hadn't voted in a long time were so inspired by Joe that they went, I got to get in the game. Man, the ruses, the tricks of the Democrat, it's boundless. Don't even get me started on this stupid Wu flu again. And by the way, it's funny, when we cut the Wu flu series back a while, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe longer, I was talking about it often, and I thought, man, I'll be glad when I'm not talking about this stupid Wu flu. I'm looking at my notes from producers. We got dozens of stories. Crazy. I'll give you an example. One of them, the CDC issues a report that, of course, said this thing is not nearly as bad as it was, all the media hype and all that. Then they pulled it. If you published that report, it was taken down off social media, and you might have even gotten suspended for it. Did anybody get suspended for that? Let me know. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show. It's crazy. So, a lot of stuff still in the news. Most of it, these studies. I'm going to get into that study a little bit. A lot of it is politicians, elected politicians that tell you, it's so dangerous and all that. And then it's do as I say, not as I do. And we got some good news on it. Stay-at-home orders being tossed. People are fighting back finally. That's a good thing. And maybe, I don't know, I don't think we'll get into the lawsuits, but because that's getting into the weeds as far as I'm concerned. A little bit about the economy and the Wu flu, even though I think we all know where that's headed. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what we got going on in our own little world here. So real quickly, thank you guys for signing up for YouTube and the Kev Talk series and subscribing. More importantly, for watching. We're finally over the hump where we can start to monetize. Still playing around with the lives and, you know, doing it live and things like that, but we will eventually get it figured out and be able to post that. And I mentioned we've got this cop show that's being developed. There's actually two. I'm working with a Hollywood beauty named Tracy Melcher, who was in our film, and she's got a show coming out called Monochrome, and I'm producing that show. And then we've got another cop show that Kevin Sorbo just did the voiceover for, and that's a really slick concept. So can't wait for you guys to hear more about that one. We go into these hotbeds where there's been a lot of controversy with police shootings, and we've interviewed people that were with the force and are no longer on it, and we get their actual unimpeded stories now because they're no longer afraid of being fired. Anyway, when we come back from this particular break, I have a question for you. Where is Gina Hassan?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them, and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to Protecting America. AmericanValues.com /Kevin Jackson.
You're living with diabetes and using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I do want to talk about CIA Director Gina Haspel, because that story is intriguing to me. But before we get into it, I've mentioned this Wu Flu study. They said conventional wisdom has caused thousands of that COVID-19 has caused thousands of deaths in the United States and nearly 1.5 million worldwide. Perception directly challenged by a study published by Johns Hopkins on November the 22nd. They said, according to this particular person, the impact of COVID-19 on deaths in the United States can be fully understood by comparing it to the number of total deaths in the country. According to the study, in contrast to most people's assumptions, the number of deaths by COVID-19 is not alarming. In fact, it has relatively no effect on deaths in the United States. So says the CDC, and then they took down the study. Yep. So they said, how did they come to this conclusion? And here's the study that made the determination. After retrieving the CDC's the data on the CDC website. They compiled a graph representing percentages of total death by age for category from early February to September, includes period from the before COVID-19 was detected in the United States. And surprisingly, the deaths of older people stayed the same before and after COVID-19. Since COVID-19 mainly affects the elderly, experts expected an increase in the percentage of deaths in older groups. However, this increase is not seen, blah, blah, blah. So it's not, this disease has so little impact, I don't understand, why do we keep talking about it? Why are we letting policy be set over this disease? And the reason why I'm bringing it up is you know the answer, but I want you to keep asking yourself these questions as you do more and more to capitulate. We're going to get to Gina Haspel. Hang on. Here's another thing. CDC revises its estimates. This was back a while earlier, November. The record surge in coronavirus cases across the U.S. is likely far worse, with an estimated 8 infections unreported for every one person counted, according to the government report, which would put the total tally closer to 100 million. A bunch of us have it. You're walking around with it. You don't even know. CDC calculated by the end of September, there had really been as many as 53 million Americans contract the deadly bug, just under 8 times the confirmed cases. Of those, they believe 45 million were sick at some point, 2.4 million were hospitalized. They're guessing. The true tally is likely far higher. Note, with November continually breaking case records across the U.S. now, 12.7, almost 12.8 million cases officially reported. If they're correct, the number of missed cases, that would put the true number of infections in the U.S. closer to 100 million, which would drop the death rate to something so minuscule that we wouldn't even be talking about it. So, the hype, man. The hype. Do as I say, not as I do. Yep, Neil Bort says, check the U.S. death stats this year, and they're pretty much in line with years past. But deaths from pneumonia, heart disease, and flu are down. What do you think's going on? Yep, deaths previously attributed to other causes are now blamed on COVID. Why? Because $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ Chadha, M.D., when a Johns Hopkins study, which is where she trained, showing COVID had no overall effect on the U.S. death rate, is blocked, removed, censored so fast I couldn't even read it post-Thanksgiving cooking. Houston, we have a problem. Unbelievable. And what do we have? The do as I say, not as I do crowd. These leftists that don't apply life under COVID to themselves. Life under leftists is openly communist. It is do as I say, not as I do. You find me one leftist elitist who demands mask mandates and lockdowns who hasn't violated both. I dare you. Who do we have? Pelosi? What did we get? What did she get caught on camera doing? Getting her hair done. She had them open a salon to do her hair and nails. She did not have a mask on. And do you think that that store owner is going to get in trouble? Do you think Pelosi's going to get in trouble? First of all, can you call and get a salon opened? Secondly, if you did and it was caught on camera and you were an enemy of the state, what do you think Pelosi would do to you? Do you think that business could get away with it? So in other words, businesses have to shut down when they're serving the general public. But when Pelosi commands it, she wants it open. And then guess what? She doesn't have to follow any of the rules. Why should she be one of the peons like us that follows rules? Gavin Newsom hosted a party with more than 10 people. They weren't wearing masks. He's giving an order. Don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Stay away from this. Do that. And what does he do? Do as I say, not as I do. Hypocrites. And do you think that they care? Oh, I'd like to say I'm really sorry that I did it, but I'll do it again. They don't care. Andrew Cuomo, publicly, all the time, the governor of New York, out all the time without a mask. They've got him on camera. You think that he limits the places he goes and the people he sees with masks when he's behind the scenes with his entourage? Please. His brother, Fredo, and, whatever, Chris Cuomo, he has people, he's building a house out in the Hamptons somewhere, a multi-million dollar house. Guy comes up to him and says, hey, why aren't you wearing your mask? Why don't you shut up, mind your business? Now, I'm with Cuomo on this. Shut up and mind your business, except I'm not a hypocrite. I hate masks. I don't wear them generally unless I'm flying and it's mandated. I have to fly. That's the sad part because I'm telling you, if I didn't have to fly, I'd sue every airline that made me wear a mask. I'd sue every business. I wish I was an attorney. I would just initiate lawsuits. I'd make them have to. You come with data that tells me I need to wear this stupid mask. Do as I say, not as I do. These people don't care about us. You kidding? Denver's mayor, Michael Hancock, a Democrat, apologized and asked for the public's forgiveness after it was revealed that he was traveling for Thanksgiving Day holiday, despite his own Twitter account cautioning others against travel. If you can, stay home. The world's so-called hottest doctor, who has repeatedly called for mandatory mask laws and social distancing, was pictured maskless, partying on a boat in Miami, surrounded by bikini-clad women. And he says, hey, you got to wear your mask just to be safe. But I don't when I'm around all these beauties. He's not 6 feet away. There's no mask on. Do as I say, not as I do.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers areas where Republicans and Democrats have agreed. McConnell opening the Senate and accusing top Democrats of holding things up by seeking too much. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman also thinks something needs to get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
It's getting worse around the country. In Ohio, we have more cases, more hospitalizations, sadly more fatalities, and yet we have this good news about the vaccine out there. There's a period of probably 3 or 4 months now where we need more help to get to the period where the vaccine is going to be widely available.
President Trump is honoring legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom. The president hosting a socially distanced ceremony in the Oval Office on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and New Jersey all have issued mask mandates to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. One state where you will not find a mask mandate is Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis also pledging to not shut down his state. He tells Fox News,
all businesses are open. We've had things like theme parks, beaches open for months and months. We have schools open, all K through 12 school districts, private schools, charter schools. We have sporting events. And my view is that everybody's essential. Who is government to say that your job is not essential? I think it is essential. I think some of the stuff in March and April didn't work. I think you have to let people earn a living.
Former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all have said they would get vaccinated with the new COVID-19 vaccine as a way to boost public confidence in any upcoming vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, a lot of controversy still around this election, needless to say, and there's so many missing pieces to all of it, but it's still got my spidey sense up, and that's why I remain resolute. Donald Trump will be president again for 4 years. And worst case scenario, he could call martial law and say, it just doesn't pass the smell test. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. One of my friends, Lori, she listens to the program, and she's got resolve again. Of course, she's a prayer warrior. She's out there praying for the president, and I'm happy that she is. Married to one of my best buddies, a guy like a brother to me, Dale. Love him to death. And so Lori sends me a note and says, I've warmed her spirits with, you know, what I was talking about and some of this stuff. I'm going to warm your spirits a lot more here today, because now I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if this story is true. I believe it to be, or I wouldn't report it. If it didn't have enough validity, then I wouldn't talk about it. But it makes sense. And it makes sense in the way that my mind works, that this is how this has to happen, because there's too many gaping holes here. See, it's obvious that Joe Biden and his team cheated. Obvious. And it's obvious that they use Dominion voting systems to do it. And it's obvious that Smartmatics and Dominion and Seidel and all these different software and hardware companies were in collusion, and all the locations are compromised, and there's all kinds of connected dots and breadcrumbs, whatever you want to use, to understand that Dominion feels bad. Their employees are going, something's up. We don't want to get caught in the crossfire of this. So they're scrubbing their websites and scrubbing their resumes and what have you. You've got secretaries of state, people going to jail, little low-level people. But I'm telling you, I believe that it's going to get up to the big boys. You got people now coming out, turning over evidence. You're having meetings and hearings in various states, and they keep certify away. But I'm missing everybody but Donald Trump. Trump has a plan. And he may lament something. You know, I heard Fox say he's hinting that he'll run in 2024. I don't believe anything Fox says anymore. I don't believe Donald Trump is hinting about running in 2024 unless he's talking about serving a third term. I don't believe it. I believe Donald Trump is convinced that he will win this term. And he should. But as I mentioned, there's gaps. And let me explain what I'm talking about. Sidney Powell comes out and says, you know, there's all this evidence. She gets separate, you know, breaks away from the Trump team. They make it sound like she was fired because she's like she's Joe Biden's son, Hunter, like she's a crackhead. But she's very accomplished and she's doing her job, as is Lynn Wood and others on Trump's legal team. So all this is brewing out there, and then we hear release the Kraken and all these different things, and then I start overhearing rumors about a takedown by the FBI, and it reminded me of what Chuck Schumer said, a takedown by the CIA, I meant to say. Chuck Schumer saying, you don't want to mess with the clandestine community. They got six ways a Sunday to get you. That's what I remember. Do you remember that clip? Remember Chuck Schumer saying that? So the Kraken was going to be released. We heard about Hammer and Scorecard, and people are warning me, Kevin McInerney, he's a kook. Is he as much a kook as Hunter Biden? Is he a crackhead kook or just a regular kook? That was what I was curious about. Oh, by the way, it's Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, people, the KevinJacksonShow.com. So trying to figure all this stuff out. We got kooks over here. What is it? Liars to the left of me, jokers on the right, and here I am stuck in the middle with you. So Kraken, Sidney Powell alluded to releasing the Kraken, and then I learned that the software that the CIA uses to potentially to interfere with people in other countries is called the Kraken. It's called Kraken. Like, get the Kraken, baby. So there was somebody alluded that the CIA was actually in on helping fix the election. I go back to Schumer's quote. Don't mess with the clandestine community. They have ways to get you six ways a Sunday. All this said, I haven't seen a single interview with the CIA director. Servers are raided in Germany. We know that. That is a fact. People went to visit Dominion from the Department of Justice in November. 3 days they spent there. It's a fact. All this stuff that's going on. And not a single word from the woman who's at the center of it at this point, much to a large degree. I'm not just talking about fake news interviews for Gina Haspel either. Where's she at appearing before Congress to talk about what potential part the CIA may have played in this attempted coup of the president? And then I get this interesting story. And before anybody declares me fake news or, you know, hey, Kevin Jackson Network, they'll say whatever, it's all opinion. Everything we do is opinion. I'm not forcing you to go, oh, yeah, I know Jack, you know, Kevin said it on Yay Verily. No, there's no Yay Verily. It's my opinion. I said it already. Many times. Just my opinion. So YouTube, whoever maybe gets this clip or whatever, understand, I haven't verified this story. Dark Outpost is where I got it, though. And here's what they wrote. CIA Director Gina Haspel was arrested after she was injured in Frankfurt, Germany, CIA building raid to secure the servers. The building had no guards, unprotected. Haspel pulled in some private, special military-trained security forces to protect the building from such a suspected raid. When the raid happened, Haspel was there. Five of our special forces troops, along with a CIA official, were killed in the raid. Haspel is said to have been injured. The writer continues, I try to get three confirmations of the soldiers being killed. I got two, but I could not get a third. So they made up a cover story about this, these five guys getting killed and one CIA operative being killed, and said they were killed in a helicopter crash. And I looked up that story, and here's what it said. The U.S. Army has identified the five stories killed in Egypt when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed from an apparent medical, mechanical malfunction, not medical. The soldiers were part of the International Force of Peacekeepers in the Sinai Peninsula monitoring the 1978 peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. And then it lists the people who were killed in the crash. And I wish I had more time to research them. because I would actually look these people up individually, see where they served, and probably make a few contacts, you know, friends of mine that are in the military and say, hey, do you know any of these guys? And I could circle in on it. But I didn't have the time. And to be honest with you, it's just not my style. But here's what I do know. Cover stories like this exist. They can't tell you we were actually over-surveilling Russia when this thing happened, so they make up something else and they say, bring a helicopter down. But I don't have any way to verify, but here's what I will tell you. It's plausible. Now, the author continues. Haspel was air evacuated out. She was flown to Gitmo, where she was treated and received a tribunal for treason. Possible. She agreed, this is what he writes, agreed to help Trump for a lighter sentence of life, which could be revoked if she chooses to not cooperate. She has now turned over information on the servers, what they were for and what they did and who was involved. Here's what I can tell you up to this point. What gets me is this. Gina Haspel and the CIA has been mentioned enough to where you think you'd hear it. Haven't heard a word. And this story comes along and says, you know, we know this raid took place in Germany. And then this story comes along and it makes me go, what the heck's going on? It says there have been, they were flown into Gitmo because this is where the interrogation for the deep state actors is. Gitmo is so full they can't be imprisoned there. Some may be executed at Gitmo. Haspel will not be one of them because she's agreed to help Trump. It is unknown how badly she was injured in the raid. She made depositions at Gitmo and a video confession. Now, I said Haspel should have been fired, but maybe it was keep your friends closer, enemies closer. But here was a screenshot from DC Insider, an Instagram screenshot, and it says this. CIA director found dead from natural causes. Shock at Langley right now. As this just circulated around DC about an hour ago. Now it's going viral, but there's a strict news blackout. I don't know, folks. A lot of people saying, I heard she got killed in Germany when they retrieved the server. These are people on the side commenting on this. Here's what I'll tell you. Something's definitely going on with Gina Haspel because she should be in the media. See, it's not what you see, it's what you don't see. And that's what I tell you to question.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
That was more than a shot over the bow. I did a Kev Talks on it so you can get a little deeper dive. I'm going to give you some of the thoughts that I had in it, but that was Donald Trump saying, I'm not giving up. Don't you worry. We got this. And while he was doing that, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood had a press conference, and Lynn Wood called out the governor of Georgia, Kemp, again and said, you're a crook and a scumbag, and I bet you he doesn't sue me for defamation. They got more than they're letting on. They got tricks up their sleeves that haven't been pulled, and a lot of stuff is happening. And I asked in the previous segment, where's Gina Haspel? She was the I think she's gone. The CIA director, not a word. I think Donald Trump in the next few weeks, prior to this whole thing blowing up, is going to absolutely have the people front and center. I think everything you've been waiting for, that we've been talking about for 4 years, that probably never would have happened, is going to happen. Welcome to the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. I'm always more curious about what you guys think than I am my own stuff, because I live with my own thoughts. And my question is, where are you? Is your resolve strengthening or is it weakening? I'm going to give you what I think. Most people I've talked to, their resolve is strengthening. Even though the timeline gets closer, they feel something. I'm hearing from every time something like this happens. I'm gonna quit hitting that. I hear from you guys, and you're asking. Your questions get more defiant. You know, you're saying things like, you know, I know friends, and we're preparing to go. I met with one of our state senators the other day, and she was talking about. She told me this. I did not know this for Arizona. This isn't great news for the president here, but. It takes two-thirds of the legislature to call a special session to override what Ducey signed. So technically, Biden won Arizona. Now, Trump will get it back into the courts, and she's trying to figure things out. I don't know how it'll ultimately happen, but so here's my point. In 8 out of the 9 elections that can be overturned by the legislature, it's now one of them you can remove. It's now only 7 out of 8. Now, that's okay, because Trump can still win with 7 out of 8. But it was a shocker to hear that. Now, I understand why states don't want to do why they want a two-thirds before you bring a vote to the legislature. But because now we've got to have a certain number of Democrats. The Republicans control the legislature, but they don't control two-thirds. And I understand why states put that two-thirds rule in, but some of these things need to be majority rules. And these are the little tricks that the Democrats pull that don't allow us to just make this stuff easy. Now, What I would suggest people start researching is, can you do, what is it, what are the rules for the other states? I don't know. We'll find out. But I think what Trump's going to do is he's going to declare martial law. He's going to do something big. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. This is one of these things where I probably wish I'd paid more attention in civics class. And to be honest with you, I'm out of civics class. I could research it, but I don't really want to look it up. There are experts who already know. And one thing I've learned as an adult is go to the experts. I look at my engine and I go, okay, great. Now I'll call my mechanic. You get what I'm saying? But it's going to be fun to watch. I see some, again, looking at parsing his words. I would say, and I said this in my Kev talk. If I were Democrats, I'd be very afraid of Trump's next few moves. People are calling for him to declassify various other. I don't know what's classified to be declassified, but I know if I were president, I would be using a scorched earth on the Democrats. There would be nothing to feed on as you pursue me. So eventually you're going to freeze to death in a Russian winter, pardon the pun. But there's so much to listen to in that. And sadly, this is our last segment, so we're not going to be able to parse it and go through it in detail. And I went through it in some detail in the Kev talk. But I'm going to tell you, I'm sensing this. And I think that's more important than empirical data. You can start. And what's funny about it is it's based on a lot of facts. It's based on how I would feel if I were a Democrat and trying to figure out, have I covered all my bases? Have I really made sure I can win? And I just don't think, while the Democrats have a level of organization that's pretty substantial and pretty impressive when you look at what CNN got caught doing by Project Veritas, I can't believe they covered all their bases. And in fact, I know they didn't. This whole German raid, interesting. Dominion's people disappearing. Interesting. Where's Eric Coomer? Now, I've already asked the question, where's Gina Haspel? And other people, it's not just me. I got a call from a friend. She says, Kevin, I heard 4 talk shows saying what you're saying about Gina Haspel. Now, I didn't read it. Well, I can't say that. I think I read one article about it. But I had already had the curiosity of, where's the CIA director? When you've been accused as a CIA of doing what has been done to Donald Trump, cheating in elections and putting your finger on the scale, you would think that what the Democrats normally do is they would cover up for her, because she's an Obama bot. She replaced another Obama CIA director and was probably, I think it was the linchpin, if not the henchman that did it, you know, the head del jefe. So in order to protect her, what the media normally does is they bring you out and they give you setup questions. Well, there's speculation that you know, the CIA is involved with this, and it's a leading question. We've spoken with you and we understand you. And then the person goes, of course the CIA is not involved. I mean, you know, Joe Biden won fair and square, and the CIA, you know, part of our duties and responsibilities is to make sure that these elections are fair. And I can assure you that there was no interference from outside sources, which makes this the most fair election in the history of America. That's what they would be doing. Gina Haspel would be explaining the role of the CIA and how the CIA, which of course did cheat, didn't help him to cheat. The CIA, who probably, you know, is involved with these other governments to help, we'll pretend that they didn't, and they will sell the lie as the truth, and Gina Haspel will sit there and just get tossed softballs. That's how it works. But she's not around. And that's what got my antenna up. I've been hearing these rumblings of Germany. We don't really know what happened. I told you guys what happened the other day with Trump reassigning the Defense Department, realigning it. I'm just saying, and I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.